Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. And now we are taking a time to speak to the Apostle Lesego Molokwane, Dr. Lesego Molokwane. Touching base with him, this is the pastor in the Apostolic Faith Mission. And Faith in Action Ministries also, that he is also part of and chairing. He's also an author, a marriage counselor, a pastor. And we are looking into the very aspect and issue of dealing with differences between spouses. And I'm happy because earlier on with Stembile, we were handling another difference, and that is on friends preferred and not preferred. And it's always an honor to talk to you, sir. Much greetings to you and welcome.
Grace and peace to you, Murutuaka. Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Ray. It's a blessing. It's an honor, sir, for me to spend some time with you tonight. And let me also extend my greetings to our dear family of Royal Pulpit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pastor Ray, we really appreciate our listeners. We really appreciate the time they spend with us, the time they take to follow us, to listen to us, to ask questions, and to comment. Thank you so much, listeners, for doing that. You are our brothers. We are a family. We are learning from each other. Pastor Ray, as you rightly said, we are talking about the emerging differences between spouses. You know, we need to understand that men and women are equal, but that does not mean they are the same, and that's where the differences are.
Yeah,
God created men and women to be different, and one key to a great marriage is to work with his design rather than against his design. And let's face it, it's one thing to learn each other's differences and a completely another to work through them. If you ever find yourself constantly, you know, banging heads with your spouse, it might just be that the differences are beginning to show. Is the differences between men and women shining through? Sometimes you have to appreciate that we are created different, and it's good that we are not the same. However, we must also learn each other's differences and decide to work through them. Pastor Ray, there's a common trap that ensnares millions of spouses and their marriages, which is failing to recognize the differences in the way God designed men and women. Differences that he intended for good to all men. And, you know, quite often, these differences divide us because we don't know that they exist, or we don't even see them as legitimate. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women are equal in the sight of God, but that doesn't mean that we are the same, as I said earlier on, Pastor Ray. You know, God created men and women to be different, and these emerging differences between spouses can mean different insecurities. And as I said, we should not work against God's design. We should not work against these differences. We should embrace them and know how, you know, how they complement each other and how we should work through them. Pastor Ray, this actually means that there are different things which hurt spouses differently. When I talk about, you know, different insecurities, I mean there are different things which hurt spouses differently. It will shock you to learn that your confident-looking, successful, and accomplished husband is actually vulnerable on the inside. And his insecurities are different from yours. And you'll also appreciate that according to some surveys, there are different kinds of doubts that live inside most women. The survey says about 80% of women, they often wonder if they are lovable. They often wonder if they are special. They even often wonder if they will be chosen again. In other words, if they wake up the following day, well, yeah. Their husband say, "I still choose you. I still love you.
Hey.
You're still beautiful," and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
you know, they wonder if their husband will still choose them again. There's an insecurity which is different from the husband's insecurities.
Okay.
Now, since these vulnerabilities are like raw nerves.
Mm.
Pastor Ray, husbands and wives can unintentionally cause pain to each other if they don't learn each other's differences and decide to work through them.
Mm.
So it is very, very important, Pastor Ray, to understand that there are indeed emerging differences between spouses, but these differences must not be a train smash. These differences must not, cause us to, to be confused and frustrated. But we should learn these differences and learn to work through them. Pastor Ray.
Yeah. Much of the time, Smuruti, I can tell you without a doubt that we see quite a lot of differences, between spouses. And let alone the basic, that the other one is male and the other one is female. But the differences in philosophy and the differences that would come also in what we call the emotive envelope. And also that concept, there's a concept which I always underline, I had formulated, which is known as the equivalence of difference. That these are equivalent, one to another with regards to the dignity of being human. And at the same time, you also find that there are differences in their makeup, the way in which they have been formed, in the way in which they are wired. And when they get married, a challenge is there that they be able to deal with such. When we come back, let's look at some moments.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day.
I am talking to the Apostle Leseo Molokwane, and we are touching base on this, the issue of dealing with differences between spouses. Spousal differentiations. Spousal varieties. And some variants that would come about. At times we see, in most cases, that spouses would be having different approaches. Sometimes in raising kids, man, they would clash quite significantly. Or kids would know that, okay, daddy is soft on us, but mom. Or mom is soft on us, but dad. They can spot those differences. They're able to see. And there are many moments that come with this. Apostle,
you'll understand that there are moments when emerging differences between spouses expose spouses.
Yes, Muruti, I seem to be not getting you there. I don't know what happened. We'll try to get you again.
And I suppose we all know that men and women process their emotions differently. And therefore, their emotional needs are not only different from each other, but they are also met differently in most cases.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, emotional fulfillment means different things to husbands and wives. You know, when a husband says, I'm satisfied, I'm emotionally satisfied, I'm emotionally fulfilled, he may not mean what the wife might be saying. The wife might be saying, I love my husband, but he does not satisfy my emotional needs. Because in reality, their emotional needs are different. And as I said, they are not only different, they are met differently. There are moments, Pastor Ray, when emerging differences between spouses reveal their weaknesses, they reveal these weaknesses in different ways of communication, you know. In other words, you begin to realize that this one communicate this way and that one communicate this way. And if they don't understand the way they communicate, the way they do things, the way they express themselves, it can lead to problems. But it's important to understand that there are moments when emerging differences between spouses reveal their weakness in their different ways of communicating. It is better. It is because, Pastor Ray, of their different brain wiring, that they don't only communicate differently, but they also view communication differently. For many skeptics, the biggest proof of gender differences can be found in brain science that shows men and women have different wiring. The female brain is wired to think things through externally. So women process by talking. In other words, they express themselves. They don't internalize things. The male brain on the other side is structured to think things through internally. So men find it difficult to process through conversation. You know, I mean, they can talk, but they don't have to say a lot, you know. They just talk, and once they have talked through this, it is done. They won't follow through certain things and complain and mama like most women will do, you know. Apparently, women should talk about 10,000 words per day. You can imagine, you know. And men are wired differently.
It's like a thesis.
You know, they find it difficult to process through conversation. This wiring difference becomes even most obvious in a marriage when there's a conflict between spouses. Pastor Ray, when spouses are at odds, oftentimes, men's immediate reaction would be to seek their own personal space. They will look for a cocoon to stay in. They will look for a quiet place, you know, to lick their wounds, if you will. They just want to be alone and have a me time. When their wives mostly want a hug. When they hurt, women may assume that their husband's desire to get away from them meant they didn't care and wanted to avoid them or avoid communication. But in actual fact, they do care. They do care. Men care. When they go out, when they have this quiet time, they have this, me time, it is not because they don't care. It is because they care. Oftentimes, they do so because they don't want to say things that will hurt you. Oftentimes, they do that because they don't want to be angry. Oftentimes, they do that because they don't want to answer in anger. They don't want to respond in anger. They want to make sure that they calm down, and when they come back, they are able to communicate with you or talk with you, calmly. Most men need to pull away from emotional situations to figure out what they are thinking and feeling so they can talk about it later. On the other hand, women process emotions by talking. They can talk. What she really needs is a quick solution, because that will cut off her processing. For her, those troubling feelings are what she most needs to talk through. And a man will be his wife's hero if he draws out those feelings so she can talk about them. In other words, if the husband, you know, helps, you know, his wife, you know, to express herself, the wife will appreciate that. The wife will appreciate that her husband has, or rather gives an ear. You know, she will appreciate that her husband listens. She will appreciate that her husband is there for her. So, hence, she will definitely celebrate him as her hero if he's able to draw out those feelings so she could talk about them. The other thing, or rather, there are also moments, Pastor Ray, when emerging differences between spouses, you know, bring about different approaches in the bedroom. Well, this is because, you know, because of differences in sexual wiring. There's no any other area of the married relationship that engenders differences and create as many opportunities for misunderstanding as in the bedroom. You know, the physical differences between male and female should remind each of us that when it comes to physical intimacy, we are simply not the same. And it's important. It's important. Otherwise, you know, I remember Dr. Miles Monroe say, you know, women have entry and, you know, and entry and exit points, you know. However, men are wired differently, are created differently, you know, manufactured differently. And those differences are extremely important for men and women to enjoy each other, for men and women to appreciate each other, for men and women to embrace each other, for men and women to connect with each other, for men and women to love each other, for men and women to have a physical intimacy. Without those differences, you know, it will be an error for them to engage in sexual act, for instance. You know, the women should understand, you know, that for most men, sex isn't just a physical need or simply a physical activity, but it's primarily an emotional one. A husband needs to know that his wife desires him as well. That affirmation, Pastor Ray, gives a man a sense of well-being that carries over into every other area of his life. Conversely, if he feels it's a little too easy for his wife to say, "I'm too tired," he has a depressing sense that he must be undesirable.
Yeah.
But in most cases, a husband can avoid the painful feeling by approaching his wife in the way that she needs him. Instead of expecting a response that he thinks she should have, if she really desired him.
Yeah.
Pastor Ray, testosterone gives most men a desire to pursue their wives for intimacy and be ready at a moment's notice. But women still need anticipation time.
Yeah.
A wife also needs to feel close to her husband outside the bedroom. So letting her know in advance what he has on his mind will help her to become physically excited. Pastor Ray, there are certain you know, certainly some exceptions to these moments of emerging differences between spouses. Mm. But spouses need to learn each other's differences and decide to work through them rather than against them. This can definitely help spouses live happily in sync in many areas of married life. They can have an incredible marriage in spite of their differences. You know, they can love being married to each other and enjoy it. Pastor Ray.
Indeed, they can love and enjoy each other at all times if they know how to deal with their different beings. It's very important to look into that. That's why I spoke about the equivalence in differences. You know, it's very important to look into that. When we come back, let's look at some effects.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. I'm talking to Dr. Lizio Mwani. And we are looking into the very aspect and the issue of dealing with differences between spouses. We are at the effects, Muruti. If these differences are not understood and dealt with quite well, there would be effects. And these effects can be dire, Muruti. If these differences are approached quite well and dealt with, that marriage can be happy, very much happy. But if the opposite of that is the occurrence, then it becomes a mess. That's a big problem. Muruti.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much once again, Pastor Ray. We are not talking about the effects of lack of intimacy. When intimacy is not valued in the marriage relationship, when intimacy is not given the right preference in the marriage relationship, when intimacy is absent in the marriage relationship, it leads to various sorts of consequences. It leads to enormous consequences in the marriage relationship. So it is important, you know, to look at those effects. To look at those consequences, to look at what happens when intimacy is not there in the marriage relationship. The absence or lack of intimacy, Pastor Ray, in your marriage can sure have some serious implications, which include misunderstandings and, you know, remember, when there is no intimacy, you end up not understanding each other. What is this person thinking? Why is she not thinking about me? Why is she not thinking about my needs? Why is he not thinking about my needs? Why is he not? Where is he feeding himself? Where is he, you know, quenching his thirst or quenching her thirst? Because I'm here and, you know, there's
nothing
no intimacy.
He
or she doesn't want to hold me.
Yeah.
He or she doesn't want to kiss me.
Not affectionate.
He or she doesn't want to have, you know, some intimate moments with me. So where is she getting satisfied? Where is he getting satisfied? So these can lead to serious misunderstandings in a marriage relationship. And the frustration can mount and take form in other ways when you are upset about lack of intimacy You know, it can lead to other frustrations. It can mount up to other forms of anger and discouragement and other forms of frustration. Personally, a lack of intimacy can also hamper your self-confidence and self-esteem. You will no longer feel confident about yourself. You'll no longer feel confident about your relationship, your marriage relationship. And again, it can take a knock on your self-esteem. You know, you no longer feel good about yourself. Your esteem goes down. And when your esteem goes down, it will affect how you relate with your spouse. Because you no longer see yourself as fit to be the husband. You no longer see yourself fit to be the wife that you are supposed to be. Pastor Ray, again, you might start feeling that you are going wrong somewhere and can affect other areas as well. And as I said, it can affect the way you deal with your children. You can affect the way you see yourself, the way you handle other marital issues. And it can even affect the way you perform at work. You know, this is very serious. Sometimes lack of intimacy in marriages can lead to feelings of isolation. You feel isolated. You feel that you are not part of this relationship. You are not part of this marriage. And feelings of isolation can take a hit on the overall affection and emotional intimacy of spouses. Now, you'll realize, Pastor Ray, when the affection is indeed affected by feelings of isolation, this person sometimes they no longer attempt to draw closer to their spouse because they feel that there's no need to make efforts. This man doesn't need me closer. This woman doesn't need me closer. And oftentimes when there's lack of intimacy in marriage, spouses may have scattered thoughts about marriage. Where they have constant feelings of dissatisfaction. They are not dissatisfied about how things work in the house. They are dissatisfied about how children perform at school or how children perform at work at home.
Yeah.
They are dissatisfied about everything.
Yeah.
You know, because of lack of intimacy in the marriage relationship. So it is important to deal with these issues before they become a nightmare.
Mm.
Such a feeling, Pastor Ray, can lead to a pool of thoughts that may leave spouses confused about themselves and about their marriage. You know, they ask themselves, where is this going? Where will we end with this? How will this end? Will this end in divorce? And they also ask themselves these questions like, what did I get myself into? Why did I marry this woman? Why did I marry this man? Why didn't I listen to my friends? Why didn't I listen to the person who told me this is not a man or this is not a woman?
Mm.
You know, they have those thoughts.
Yeah.
And having those thoughts, these thoughts can also lead to serious issues of anger, you know, and can also lead to issues of infidelity. Again, you know, when we talk about infidelity, they think that the grass is green on the other side.
Mm.
They think the other woman will be better. They think the other man will be better because this is not working for them.
Mm.
It can also lead to communication breakdown. They're no longer, you know, they watch TV more than they talk. They read newspapers more than they talk. They spend time with friends more than they spend time with each other. They spend time at work, more time at work, more than they spend time at home. You know, things like that occurs. And there will also be a lack of self-esteem as a result. And we spoke about isolation, all of which can ultimately lead to irreparable damage to the marriage relationship, ending in divorce. Mm. Pastor Ray, if intimacy is missing in the marriage relationship, there will be cracks in that relationship, leading to potentially a permanent loss of emotional and verbal connection with your spouse. Some of the common effects that result from lack or absence of intimacy in the marriage relationship include the following. Spouses may start withdrawing from each other. And as I said, this may cause even more problems in the relationship because withdrawal it can also lead to lack of communication. I mean, you see no need to talk about issues that affect you because this person has withdrawn from you emotionally or sexually or in any other way. The rejected spouse may also feel unloved and insecure. Chances of cheating on one's spouse increase manifold. Again, Pastor Ray, if issues of intimacy persist in the marriage relationship, divorce is often imminent. Lack of intimacy in your marriage can lead to serious communication problems. If you don't feel like you can connect with your spouse in a deeper sense, you might stop going to them when you feel sad or when you feel deflated or when you feel unhappy. Or still, when you have a problem, remember, maybe before you used to talk to them when you have a problem, but now because you have there's lack of intimacy, you don't see a need of talking to them.
Yeah.
The truth is that there are plenty of adverse effects on marriage and spouses if there is lack of intimacy. But we often let people know, Pastor Ray, that all hope is not lost.
Yeah.
There's hope in hopeless situations,
yes.
And there's hope for you and your marriage. Pastor Ray.
Indeed, there's hope. Indeed, there's hope. Indeed, there's hope at all times. It is something to look into. When we come back, because we've run out of time, I will just push, Muruti, that we make a conclusion. But we are taking this topic even furthermore. You listen to our other segments on Friday, you will see that we are taking it even further to really talk on the issue of marriage.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Welcome back. Muruti, we have really run out of time. And what do you say in conclusion, sir?
So much, Pastor Ray. We always let people know that, as I said before the break, that there is hope in every situation. no matter how things look like, no matter how bad the situation looks like, no matter how deep you think you have gone, no matter how worse you think your situation is, I want to tell you this, there is hope. There's always hope in hopeless situations, and there's hope for you, there's hope for your spouse, there's hope for your marriage. Someone might say, I don't see hope in this situation. Look, give your marriage a chance. Give your spouse a chance. There is hope in that situation. You need to know how to deal with that situation. You need to know how to handle that situation. You need to know how to go about that situation. So if you feel like there's a lack of intimacy in your marriage, it doesn't mean the relationship is going to end. You know? It doesn't mean it's going to end.
Yeah.
There are a number of things, that you can do to revive intimacy in your marriage. One of the most important things that I believe we need to start with is communication. When you feel like something isn't quite right, or maybe your spouse isn't meeting your needs, you don't need to run away. You don't need to quit. You don't need to give up. You don't need to give in. All you need to do is to have an open discussion with your spouse about this issue. Communication, Pastor Ray, plays a pivotal role in reclaiming intimate moments, in reclaiming intimacy, in reclaiming physical intimacy, in reclaiming emotional intimacy, in reclaiming spiritual intimacy, in reclaiming, psychological intimacy, I must say, in your marriage relationship. It is very, very pivotal. It is very, very important to engage communication. But be sure to communicate calmly and respectfully, without criticizing your spouse or trying to blame them. Because oftentimes people don't always know they are being distant. So gently raising the issue with them is the best way to go about it. You might feel vulnerable discussing underlying issues with intimacy, especially if you've been in the game for too long, if you've been married for a while and haven't had issues before. Be rest assured that this is perfectly normal, and it's something most spouses deal with in their marriages as well. So don't shy away from talking to your spouse about it. Don't shy away from discussing the issue with your spouse. Don't shy away. Don't retreat. Don't run away. Like I said earlier on, sit down with your spouse and gently discuss the matter with him or her. Now, the second important thing is time. The other thing you can try is to make time for each other. Even if you have children, sometimes people will say, I don't have time because I have children. I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to go to work. I have to, when I get home, there are home chores that are waiting for me. So I don't have time. I don't have time for, as some people might say, I don't have time, with a person, only men are 32. No. Calm down. There is something that you can do. Reserve one day a week or a couple of days a month to go out on a date and just enjoy each other's company, working on maintaining that romantic connection. When you spend quality time together, you are paving the way for more communication. You can also, work on rebuilding your emotional intimacy and remembering why you are with your spouse, why you married this woman, why you married this man. And remind yourself the things you love about them. What is it that you love about this man? What is it that you love about this woman? What are the things that, make you tick about him or her? Mm. A healthy marriage relies on making time for each other. So it is very, very important to make time, you know, or rather to spend time with each other. And again, we know that there's love language of communication, there's love language of quality time. But remember, every marriage requires quality time. Every person in the marriage relationship needs time with their spouse. You know, so it doesn't matter whether your love language is quality time or not. Quality time is a necessity in the marriage relationship. So you need to ensure that you reserve some days, some time to spend with your spouse somewhere intimately. And the other thing, Pastor Ray, that you can consider in rekindling the intimacy in the marriage relationship, the basic intervention you can engage in reviving intimacy or restoring the connection in marriage therapy, or rather is marriage therapy or relationship counseling. You can call Radio Pulpit Counseling Department, or you can contact us for counseling. You can also make arrangements to attend our Marriage in Service Training or Marriage Empowerment Summits to help you and your spouse work through intimacy issues. You know, talking to a therapist is incredibly useful in helping you or your spouse. It can also help your marriage survive, you know, these issues. I'd like you to know that it's absolutely possible to rekindle the spark of intimacy in your marriage relationship. It will happen as long as you and your spouse are willing to work on it together. If you're interested in engaging us further on what we discussed today, please don't hesitate to connect with us on several social media platforms. We are there on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and on LinkedIn. Pastor Ray, on Facebook, I am Apostle Lesego Molokwane. On Twitter, my Twitter handle is at Apostle Lesego 1. On Instagram, is at Apostle Molokwane. And I'm also on LinkedIn. LinkedIn, I'm Dr. Lesego Molokwane. And finally, on WhatsApp, you can connect me on my WhatsApp platform. The number is 072-205-7696. 072-205-7696. Pastor Ray and all the listeners, have a glorious weekend ahead, and blessings to you. Shalom.
Shalom, Muruti. Thank you so much. And we talk again next time. Thank you for listening. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. May you be blessed even further.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.